USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump's re-election campaign is launching a Black Voters Initiative. Speaking at a rally in Atlanta, the president called it a movement.
We're going to win another incredible victory, and we are going to do it with a groundswell of support from hardworking African-American patriots. And you know exactly what I'm talking about, because altogether we've never done better. We've never done better than we're doing now.
Former Vice President Joe Biden became the latest presidential candidate to file paperwork for the first-in-the-nation primary, which happens to be a February 11th in New Hampshire. Biden remains at or near the top of many national polls among Democratic hopefuls. However, his campaign is lagging far behind some other candidates in fundraising. Biden also called former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg a solid guy and said he has no problem with him getting in the race. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has released the latest report on the number of deaths and lung injuries associated with e-cigarette use or vaping. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has the details.
The CDC reports the number of cases appears to be on a downward trend, but some states continue to be hard hit by the number of cases. Dr. Ann Schuchat is the deputy director of the CDC.
There are now 2,051 cases of e-cigarette or vaping product-associated lung injury reported from 49 states, D.C., and the U.S. Virgin Islands. Unfortunately, 39 people have died from this condition as of November 5th, and we are aware that additional investigations are ongoing.
Consumer sentiment is slightly up from last month. The University of Michigan's early readings on consumer attitudes find positive signs looking towards November as well. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Secretary of Veterans Affairs Robert Wilkie speaking ahead of Veterans Day about the state of care for veterans.
Under President Trump, our veterans are voting with their feet. This year of 2019, we have already had 3 million more appointments at VA than we did last year. I think the president's record speaks for itself. I will tell you, I'm a pretty good historian, and I grew up in this world. There has never been a president who has given this much attention to America's veterans or allowed for more transformation to go on in the lives of veterans in this department.
Three more toys have been added to the National Toy Hall of Fame. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
Magic the Gathering, a collectible and digital card game, Matchbox miniature toy cars and trucks, and The Coloring Book were the three inductees for 2019. Mattel Senior Vice President Jason Horowitz says of the Matchbox cars and trucks,
we like to think of each car as a key to discovery and the freedom to explore the world.
The three inductees this year were selected from 12 finalists, which had met basic criteria. To date, 68 toys have been inducted into the National Toy Hall of Fame, located in Rochester, New York. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Thank you, Chris. For more news, find us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.